Well, hello one and all, and welcome to our short on side effects. So we've seen that functions are these things in programming languages that take inputs and produce outputs for us. Now we've seen really that there are various kinds of outputs. One of them is called a return value, the value the function gives back to us after it finishes running. But it turns out there's also a kind of output known as a side effect, which is not the return value, but anything else that gets changed while our function is running. So let's take a peek at an example here. Here I have a program called machine.py, representing some machine with some internal emotional state. Notice how up at the top here, I have an emoticon representing our machine's emotions at this given point in time. In this case, it has this particular emoticon representing something like sadness or forlornness. And so we'll see if we can make our machine more happy as we write our program. But ideally, we want this machine to say something to us. And so let's go ahead and write ourselves a function called say that we can then call inside of our main function here. So I will, underneath main, go ahead and write for myself a function called say, using the Python keyword def and the name for the function, say, and maybe say should take as input, as an argument here, maybe something called phrase, the phrase to say. And so by convention, I will indent within this code block here to write the body of my function, the code I want to run when say is called or used in my program. Well, what should say do? I think really to say something, our machine should print something to the terminal. And so we can do that with a Python function known as print, just like this. And what should print print? Well, probably the phrase in this case, the phrase we gave as input to say. Now, if we're just using print, we haven't really added much functionality here to the say function. So why don't we have the machine able to say something, but then maybe append the emoticon at the end? So it kind of says something with emotion here. I'll go ahead and say print the phrase, but then also print on a space followed by the emoticon itself up top here. So notice how phrase is really a local variable. It's passed as input to this function say and used within inside that function. Emoticon though, as a global variable defined at the top of our file here, is able to be accessed by any particular function, in this case, say included. So ideally, say should then say whatever phrase we have, followed by a space, followed by the emoticon representing our machine's emotions. So why don't we try this out in the main function, which will be run as we run our program here. I'll say, maybe, is anyone there? Question mark. And so if we run our machine down below, I'll say Python of machine.py, hit enter, and we'll see, is anyone there with a little bit of a sad face? So we made ourselves a sad machine, but let's go ahead and try to make it happier as we go through. So maybe it could later on say something like, hi, just like that. And if I were to go ahead and run this, I'll say Python of machine.py, hit enter, and we see now two lines of text. Is anyone there? And oh, hi. Now, there's some things to fix. Ideally, the emoticon would be happy in the terminal down below when it says, oh, hi. But before we go there, let's first take stock of what we've done. Like, we've actually written a program that has a side effect. This is one example of a side effect, printing to the terminal in this case. So our function, say, has the side effect of printing to the terminal. But what other kinds of side effects might there be? Well, we mentioned earlier that a side effect, actually anything that gets changed while our function is running, that is not the return value we actually give back at the end of our function. So maybe inside of main, we could try to change the emotional state of our machine as a side effect. So let's try this out here. I'll clear my terminal with Control L. And then I'll go on to line 6 here. And before we say, oh, hi, let's try maybe making the emotion a little happier in this case. I'll say colon D for the big smiley face. And ideally, if we were to run this program, we'd see, is anyone there with a bit of a sad face, followed by, oh, hi, with a bit of a happy face. I'll run Python of machine.py. We seem to still have ourselves a sad machine. So how can we improve this? Well, notice first here that emoticon, if you can see very slightly, is grayed out. And this is because Python, by default, wants us to specify that we're trying to change some global variable inside of a function, this more local scope. So our side effect that we want to have happen is to change this global variable, but because this isn't always desirable, Python wants us to explicitly specify what we're going to do. So to do this within the main function, what I can do is use this keyword called global. And I can specify after global, the global variable I want to make accessible and modifiable within this particular function. And key thing there is it's now modifiable, not just accessible. Notice how in say, it was accessible to us, emoticon was, but in main, it wasn't modifiable. I couldn't update this variable. If I now say global emoticon, I'm able now to modify the actual value of that variable as a side effect. Not the return value here, but just a side effect as this function runs. So here again, we have our global emotional state for our machine. We then have our function called main. Within that function, we say we're going to be able to change this global emotional state that we called emoticon. We'll first say, is anyone there? Change the emotion, and then say, oh, hi. So let's try this out. I'll go ahead and run Python and machine.py, and there we go. We've now seen another version of a side effect, one that changes some global variable. Now, in programming, this may or may not be desirable. If you have a global variable that is accessed across many other functions, it can be hard to debug your code if that variable gets modified across all these different functions. So keep in mind, when you use side effects like these, make sure it's good design, right? Decision to actually make when you're writing your program. But here we've seen two examples, printing the terminal, modifying some global state. There are others too, but I'll leave that for later time. We'll see you next time.